Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Oh. Yeah, it's the big show. Yes, it is the Wendy's Big Show on a Friday. I'm Robbie Maklouf along with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Leroy Butler leaps into the action right around 3 o'clock. And Grandpa Gary Ellerson back in the mix. Congratulations, GE. Does it feel any different being a grandpa?
No, I was wondering when that something like, okay.
Right, because they say when you become a parent, like there's some sort of
epiphany. Oh, where you know.
Like you wake up the next day and things are different.
Yeah, it's almost cursed, but
it's a whole new
serious.
World.
It's serious.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, this ain't, you know.
Is it like that?
No.
Okay.
No, and there's nothing raining down. I mean, I was trying to feel something. Cute kid, though.
I was trying to feel something
like, you know, something magical.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
that never happened.
No, but cute kid. You know, I was trying to fit it. So, cute kid, though. I mean, right away, the kid is was alert, attentive. I mean, I never seen a Joker just come out of a woman. He's still got all the white pasty stuff still all over him. And this Joker is cooing. He's making noises. I mean, yeah. Yeah, he's a brawl Joker. I think he was 7'11".
Ooh.
7'11", 19 inches, I believe.
Oh, my. Okay.
Yeah. But, not. I mean, you know, I think Jared's happy. Yeah.
And, congratulations to Jared.
And Amber's happy.
Congratulations to Amber.
And the whole Wessler family over there from Cudahy, I'm sure they're super happy.
And the name is?
Oh, Miles Joseph.
Miles Joseph Ellerson.
Yeah.
And I asked Gary today if he had pictures, and he said, yeah, you can see him on Facebook.
Yeah, go get him on Facebook,
one with the one with the blue check mark. He actually hit me with that when I asked him if he had pictures, Sparky. Yeah. He said, yeah, they're on Facebook.
They're on Facebook.
It's the one with the blue check mark.
He probably didn't take them.
Did you take them, or did somebody else take them?
No, I didn't take them.
See, right. That's why he can't show you, because you're not on his phone. Well, that was the easy response to that one.
This dude takes pictures of everything.
No, he doesn't. He takes pictures of himself. Yeah. With everything.
I was just gonna say, I thought there would be like 20 selfies of Gary with Miles.
He
right?
Done, yes.
One of a few times I didn't have my camera, phone, didn't take any pictures.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I got to say, you're not off to a great start on the grandpa thing. You're supposed to be taking all the pictures, man.
I was with him yesterday, and you know what, Rami? It's like I just didn't have time to reach for my phone. It was just me and my little guy there. You know, we're working on it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, congrats, my friend.
Great kid, great baby. 10 toes, 10 fingers.
Good. Everybody's healthy. Mom's good. Baby's good. Jared's good. He didn't pass out in the delivery room. Everybody's good. All right.
In-laws good.
Outstanding.
Fun time.
Very, very happy for everybody involved.
I'm ready for him to do it again now.
What?
I'm ready for him to do it again.
Take it easy, man.
Huh?
Take it easy.
What do you mean
you're ready for him to do it again?
That's what I told him.
Let this man breathe.
Maybe 2 years.
Let him get used to being a parent.
Yeah, he might just want to do it quick, man.
What?
Yeah.
No.
That tends to be the philosophy of most people.
Really? Yeah. You don't want to learn? You don't want to learn maybe first and like
know.
And settle into being a parent?
No, you want to be retired and them out of the house as soon as possible. Unlike me.
All right.
Yeah.
That does.
Steve, you're so smart.
That does actually
make
sense.
How about Steve, unlike me?
That does actually make
you
sense.
Too.
It does.
Ken Stills is a whole nother level.
Oh, he might be dead.
Leroy's talking about making two more.
And he can do it, too.
Oh, well,
he could.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, he could do it.
Like Leroy would say, it doesn't take but a few minutes.
Let me speak for Leroy.
Seconds.
It don't take Leroy but a few seconds.
Right.
Okay, my bad.
I see Leroy do work.
Right.
Okay, I don't want to know about that.
What?
We're good.
What just happened?
We're good.
What?
Leroy's here at 3 o'clock to explain that one.
So lots to get to with you between now and 6 o'clock, including at 3 o'clock. We'll see just how long it'll take for Brian Gutekunst to get the Ted Thompson treatment. But out of the gates, want to talk some Bucks and ask, do you think it's more likely they get a home series in the playoffs or fall out of the playoffs altogether? 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. Gary, in your absence, you've missed
really what's been going on all season with the Milwaukee Bucks, and that's a roller coaster ride.
Yeah.
One of their best games of the season on Monday against the Washington Wizards, and then they fall flat on their face against the Miami Heat a couple days ago. So everybody was happy for a couple days, and then the doom and gloom was right back in the air surrounding the Milwaukee Bucks. They now sit with the seventh seed.
Yeah.
They're three games out of a home playoff series. The Miami Heat are the fourth seed. They're one game out of falling out of the playoffs altogether. They're actually half a game ahead of the Detroit Pistons. So one game out of falling out of the playoffs altogether, three games out of nabbing a home playoff series. Which do you think is more likely to happen? 414-799-1250. Use the TalkBack feature on the Fan app. Just hit the button, leave a voicemail, including who you are, where you're calling from. We'll play them back on the air. Sparky?
Oh, I thought you were going to Gary first. That's who
he did say Gary, but go ahead. He switched it up.
Let's just let Gary know what he missed.
Yeah. Oh.
Sorry.
That's all right.
If I confused you guys.
So what's the question again?
Do you think they're more likely to go and be a home, get a home series in the first round, so it'd be a three or four seed, or to fall out of the playoffs? Because, again, as Rami will tell you here with the NBA standings in the Eastern Conference, it's all really bunched up right now in the Eastern Conference. And it really is with within a game or two. Rami, do you have the standings up? Or no?
I do, okay, yes. Yeah.
So how does it shape up right now?
So the Bucks sit at 23-21. They have the seventh seed. They're half a game ahead of the Philadelphia 76ers.
Who they play tomorrow.
And a half a game ahead of the Detroit Pistons. Who
that
are,
would be 8-9.
Right. Currently, not the Pistons
so
are not.
So they lose to Philly tomorrow, they would be out of the playoffs if it ended tomorrow, possibly.
If they lose to the Sixers and the Pistons win, yes.
Yeah.
They would be out of the playoff picture as it stood currently.
Tomorrow.
Yes.
Yep.
However, the Miami Heat, they sit at 26-18. They're the four seed. Three games ahead of the Milwaukee Bucks. So they're only three games away from getting a home series.
Is there anybody behind Detroit that is a threat to the Bucks?
The Knicks. But the Bucks are 3.5 games ahead of the Knicks.
Gotcha.
4.5 ahead of the Hornets.
Right. So it's really just Detroit, Philly, and the Bucks battling for the bottom.
Essentially, yes.
Right now, currently.
They'd have to leapfrog Washington and Indy to get into that four seed. So they'd have to pass three teams to get a home playoff series. They're currently half a game behind the Pacers. And a game and a half behind the Washington Wizards. And like I said, three games behind the Miami Heat.
So we're talking about where this team could go. The height of where they could go and how far they could fall, and depending on how this plays out. And because it's so close, it really could go either way. And I will continue to say what I've been saying, and that is I think when Jabari Parker comes back, this team will improve and start winning games more consistently than they have. We always talk about that article or that column that Lowe does on ESPN, right? 10 things that he knows or whatever for the week.
Yeah.
And he wrote the piece again this week. And within that piece, one of the things he talked about was the Bucks defense and how bad it is.
I was reading that this
morning. And how it doesn't have to be so bad, but because of their scheme that they're running, this tends to give up baskets that they shouldn't be giving up and so forth, which is all stuff we've known for quite a while about Coach Sweeney's defense and Jason Kidd's defense and how I don't like it. But I said, and I've been saying, I don't care about this defense. I'm done with this defense. The defense is going to suck all year. I'm done worrying about this defense. It is what it is. Now you have to figure out how are you going to win despite how bad your defense is. And the only way you're going to win now consistently to where you can get to a three or a four seed is outscoring people and playing West Coast-type basketball, I guess you would say, where you're going to have to put up 110, 115 points a night. That's what we're talking about. That's a lot of points. That is a lot of points to put up on a given night. But when you add Jabari Parker back into this mix, and I'm saying this with the assumption that he will be what he was last year and average around 20 points a night, you are going to have four players that can throw up 20 on a given night. Golden State can say that. I'm not sure how many other teams in the NBA can say they have four legitimate 20-point scorers on the floor at any one given moment in time. That's a lot of firepower for an opposing defense that has to try and contend with as far as who they're going to stop offensively, and it's going to continue to open up things for everybody else on the basketball floor. And if Parker stays on the bench the rest of the year, it will make that bench much better as well. If Middleton goes to the bench will become much better in that aspect too. Plus, on top of that, I just got a feeling Horst is going to do something one way or the other. Now, what it's going to be, how big of a deal it's going to be, I have no idea, but I just don't think that Jason Kidd and company is going to let him sit on his hands at this deadline and not do anything.
A major move, though, or a role player? A big man off the bench or a scorer off the bench?
I think they're going to overpay to get a big man, a legitimate big man. That's
really?
What I think.
DeAndre Jordan?
Well, or Hassan Whiteside. Dwight Howard. I mean, there's guys out there that can be had right now. The Kemba Walker report came out today that they're shopping Kemba Walker in Charlotte. And there's a lot of belief that they're going to make you take one of their other big contracts with Kemba Walker in order to make that deal happen. So, again, I'm just throwing it out there, but if you attach Dwight Howard with Kemba Walker coming back to Milwaukee, and then obviously in that situation, you're going to have to attach money with it in order to make it work. I don't think the Bucks have the contracts in order to make that work the right way, because the money that they have, they don't have the expiring deals. If they still had Greg Monroe, I think they definitely could have made it work. Without Greg Monroe, I don't think they could. But if you added a Kemba Walker to come off the bench, or Bledsoe goes to the bench or whatever, you have that scoring, and you don't have to give up a Jabari or a Middleton or a Giannis or a Bledsoe in order to get that done, and you had Dwight Howard in the middle, they are a legitimate team to have to deal with in the Eastern Conference for the rest of the year, I promise you. Because if off your bench you can bring, you know, Bledsoe or Kemba Walker with a Jabari or a Middleton on top of what you have in your starting lineup and Dwight Howard in the middle, this team's in contention to do big things in the Eastern Conference playoffs if you put all of that together, because that's a lot of firepower to have to deal with. But having said that, I think they're going to add a legitimate center, probably overpay, and I'm going to be mad about it, but they're going to add a legitimate center for the stretch run, and Jabari's going to have a huge impact. Defense will continue to suck regardless, but I think their offense will be much better once Jabari gets back. So I think that they're more likely to get a home series.
That's contingent, though, on the moves you think they're going to make?
No, I'm saying I believe they will.
Okay.
They will get a, I believe they will get a legitimate
right,
center.
Right, that's what I'm saying, though. That correct. Your prediction that they'll move into a home playoff series
right.
includes your prediction
right.
that they will acquire a big man.
Correct.
And we know Jabari is coming back.
Correct. Jabari's got a big factor in this, too, for his scoring.
Do you think the Bucks are more likely to get a home playoff series or to fall out of the playoff picture altogether? 3 games out of the 4 seed, 1 game out of the 10 seed. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM. The Fan with the Wendy's Big Show, and we'll be back right after this.
Every Tuesday is Bucks Tuesday. Everything about this exciting 50th season.
One dribble to the hole.
Driven by Frontier Motor Cars on 27th Street. Hear the all-access conversation every Bucks Tuesday on The Fan.
Potawatomi wants you to start the new year on a roll. Rolling for your ride. No matter your game, play this January. Then Thursdays, roll the giant dice. Get the high roll and roll out in a new Toyota Highlander from Heiser. 4 SUVs are up for grabs, plus thousands in slot play. Roll for your ride Thursdays in January, only at Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Visit paysbig.com/roll for more. Must be at least 21 years old and a club member to play.
West Allis Blue does more than signs. West Allis Blue does branded environments, custom wall coverings, dimensional lettering, glass graphics, and more. From your concepts to the finished product, West Allis Blue works with you to ensure your vision is realized in your custom design graphics for your facilities. West Allis Blue is a proud sponsor of the Fans High School Team of the Week each week. They've worked with high schools like West Allis Central and Tosa West for all their graphic needs. West Allis Blue, your source for graphics. Check them out at westallisblue.com.
Let me ask you a question. If you have a tax problem, do you hire an out-of-state, unlicensed company that does not offer all of the best tax solutions? Or do you hire a licensed tax professional right here in Wisconsin who does offer all the best tax solutions? I'm Wisconsin tax attorney Mike Mack. Unlike the so-called tax resolution companies you hear on the radio, I am local.
Bad as anybody in the league. And that's what happens. And there's no coaching. There's nothing that you can do but go through it and learn. And we can keep telling them what's coming as a coach, and we can tell them what to do. But it's the final is up to them to make that decision. And right now we have a hard time doing that.
That guy doesn't sound like he's too high on the Bucks, and that's the head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks, Jason Kidd. This is the Wendy's Big Show. I'm Rami. There's Sparky. Gary Ellerson back in the mix as well, and asking you, do you think the Bucks have a better chance of getting a home playoff series, which they're 3 games out of, or falling out of the playoff picture altogether, which they're just 1 game out of? 414-799-1250. Tweet the show at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Don't forget about the talkback feature on the Fan app. You hit the button, tell us who you are, where you're calling from, leave a 30-second voicemail. We play it back on the air. It's that simple. GE?
I may take some of the sting out of you guys here.
Okay.
Your topic a little
bit. All right.
But maybe I may piss some people off, but I don't understand the angst
What do you mean?
Well, you come up with this question.
Yes.
Because obviously you're hearing that there's some angst about the Bucks not making the playoff at all.
Right.
So there's got to be a segment of people out there that's saying that the Bucks are not even going to make the playoffs. So there's got to be some of those people that are out there. I'm sure there is. And I don't get it. I mean, I really don't. And I do agree with – now, maybe I'll be all over the place. Do I think Jason Kidd is the final coach for them? You know what I mean? Is Jason Kidd –
the guy who gets them
probably
to
not.
The promised land.
Probably not. It's always the next guy. I mean, it just is. When you're building a young team like they are, I mean, Ned Yost was really kind of that guy. When you're building a young team, and really Jason Kidd is really not that guy. Jason Kidd likes a veteran team, but he's in it, so he's in it. He's probably not the guy that moves them forward, but he's the right guy right now for the job right now. And I don't get the angst. I say it like I said before, and I keep saying this, and I do believe it. It is a young team, and it's a 500 team. And I said this before, this is what 500 basketball looks like.
Okay.
And he said the same thing in the press conference the other night when he said, until we start learning how to play the right way, we're going to win two and lose two.
And I keep telling people, who was your best player?
Giannis.
Do you think he's peaked out yet?
No.
Hell no. How old is that Joker?
23.
23. Are you kidding me, people? I mean, just think about it. Your best player is how old?
23 years old.
Has he reached his peak?
Probably not.
Are you kidding
me, people?
Which
is scary to think.
People, are you really kidding me? Kidding me? Are you really kidding me?
So,
I don't get it. I just don't. But I do. I do. Because I tell you what I've been doing in the last couple of days, because I've been going back and forth. And fans sometimes they just piss me off. I've been listening to this Mad Dog Radio, and they have been absolutely killing Mike Tomlin in Pittsburgh. Killing him. And then the guy comes on, and the head this reporter comes on that covers him. He spouts out Tomlin's record, and it's like, what? I mean, not that Jason Kidd is in this. It just feels like, maybe because we have Twitter, social network, Facebook, all this stuff, it give all these people a voice, like maybe they can do Jason Kidd's job, or maybe it's just so much negative stuff that everybody wants to fire everybody right now, and there is a process. Or in Mike Tomlin's case, guess who? Well, and I get it. They compare Mike Tomlin to who?
Mike McCarthy?
No.
Oh, who?
Belichick. Because they in AFC.
Yeah, no.
He ain't beating
that.
Him.
No.
He just ain't. Not never happening. So, I mean, I understand, but you have Milwaukee Bucks fan. You do. You have a young team. That is true. They don't know how to win. They don't know what they're doing. And matter of fact, your probably second best player is not even playing. And maybe get ready if he does play. I don't even know if he gives them a boost. I think they get worse before they get better.
Oh, no, don't say that.
But normally that's the way it works,
but
now Rami.
You're just feeding the hysteria.
But normally that is the way it works, Rami. Normally you don't have a full team with all the pieces as simple as yet. You just don't. They are a 500 team. Giannis is the best guy. And then after that, you got who? Who you got?
Chris Middleton, Eric Bledsoe, Thon Maker. Why are you looking at me like that?
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
Who you got?
You said a lot there. Let me
who
react.
You got?
Let me react real
I don't
quick.
Get it.
First of all, your thoughts about Jason Kidd. And you said, is he the guy to eventually lead you to the promised
Probably
land?
Not.
Probably not. I'm not saying that I necessarily disagree with you. My stance on that question all along has been, I don't know.
But it's not even that you don't know. Just history tells you that probably
right. No,
not.
I see what you're saying.
I'm just looking at sports in general. When you're doing this, you're building a team, young team, that guy that builds them is never really the guy.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Look at Golden State.
Right. No, I understand what you're saying. Mark Jackson, Steve Kerr.
Right.
I get it.
Yeah.
And Jason Kidd might not be the guy. Where I'm at right now is I don't know if he is or not. I'm still, as a fan, watching, trying to make that decision.
I mean, look at the Chicago Cubs.
Yeah, they had they had Dale Swaim, and then they had Rick Renteria, and then they finally settled on Joe Maddon when he came available. I understand what you're saying, but, and I do give
look
him credit.
Look at rebuilds. You can go look at all these rebuilds, young teams. That guy that starts with these guys, the coach that starts with these guys in rebuilds, is never really the guy.
And I think he was the right guy, or one of the guys, one of the few guys who could have got the job done that he got done in terms of developing Giannis and developing young team and getting them from A to B before they eventually get to C for championship. But as soon as I make that decision that he's not the guy, if I'm the Milwaukee Bucks, I got to move on.
Well, no, you have to.
I can't just go, yeah, he's not the guy, but you know what? Mark Jackson wasn't the guy. They kept him around for a while. No, as soon as you make that decision that he's not the guy, it's time to move on.
No, because it's a process. So you have to figure out as an organization where you are in the process. You like, where are you in the process now? This is it. He's peaked out. We're ready. Let's go get this guy. We can't now.
I think you have to make that decision this year.
I don't know when it is. I mean, maybe it is, but I'm just telling you, this is how it works. Then you figure out where I'm at in my organization, and as an organization, am I ready to step on it? Am I ready to go out and get Kevin Durant? Am I ready to go out and get that next piece, that veteran guy that really puts us over the top with the veteran coach? We can't go get a guy that don't know what he's doing. With that, you're bringing in a guy that's been there, done that, and did it.
The other thing, if you're saying they're a 500 team, you're saying that they might not make the playoffs.
I think they make the playoffs. I think they make the playoffs.
500 might not be good enough.
Might not. I don't know, but I'm just telling what they're playing like.
So as far as the question goes, do you think the Bucks are more likely to get a home playoff series or fall out of the playoffs?
The Bucks
altogether?
Are more likely to make the playoffs.
But of the two choices that we're giving you, it sounds like you're saying they're more likely to fall out of the playoffs, but you're saying that's not a huge deal.
No.
Because of where they are in their
development. No, well, we want them in the playoffs. The Bucks are more likely to make the playoffs. You want me to answer the question?
Yes.
The question is, will they fall the playoffs? No, they won't.
Okay. So you're saying they will make the
playoffs? Yes, they will.
Okay, let's go to John in Sussex. You're on the way.
Did I confuse you or something?
You didn't really answer the question. Hang on a second.
I just did.
You said, no. The question is, are they more likely to get a home playoff series?
What's a home playoff series?
A top four seed.
I don't, probably not.
So
and I really don't care about that.
Okay.
Here's what I want the Bucks to do.
And that's what I was getting at. I was saying, you don't really care.
No, not about what you're saying. Here's what I want the Bucks to do. I want the Bucks to make the playoffs, and I like for the Bucks to win a series.
Okay.
That's what I want the Bucks to do.
All right. I got
you. And that to me will be a success.
Okay. I got you.
I mean, and if now the problem you get there, if they do that, then you have to decide, do you then fire Jason Kidd after he does that? That's tough to do.
I think if this team isn't where you want it to be at the end of this year, you have
see,
to
that's
make
what
that
they
move.
Have to, because yeah. Here's what I would think. I would think that the Bucks front office would think that, and I maybe would agree with that, Steve knows more about it because he hears more about these people that talk about it than I do. But I think the Bucks front office will have to think that if they don't make the playoffs, a disappointing season.
Yeah.
That's a
failure of a season.
Failure.
Yes.
That would be the right word.
Yes.
I would happen to think that they would believe that. I don't necessarily disagree with that. But if you don't have Jabari, you're kidding yourself that you're playing with not a full deck.
I agree with you. 100%. Let's go to John in Sussex. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Johnny?
Hi. Good afternoon, guys.
It is.
I'm worried because the Bucks still cannot take care of the ball. You saw against Miami how much they missed the Moose. Bledsoe is the rumors that he was out till 4 a.m. But they just can't take care of the ball. So I don't care if Jabari comes back. I'm glad he's coming back. But they still don't have that guy to control the team, to stay under 10, 12 turnovers a game, to be in all games. And sure, they got talent, but I'm thinking this Kemba Walker thing to me would be a good trade. Let's alter him up front and then pick up a backup center, and I think they'd be okay. Then they might squeak in, but I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. I see the Bulls jumping them. And the Bulls don't have the big marquee players that we do with Giannis. So I just think it's more doom and gloom coming. I'm not sold on Kidd. I think he's a hell of a player. I'd like to see him put a uniform on. But as far as coaching, he cannot make game time decisions to win the games. And I've seen more and more where I thought, okay, do this, and he just doesn't make any moves. And he needs to find someone that can play point guard that does not turn the ball over. And their scheme, the way they try to hand off to each other and they pass from below their waist, they don't. That nobody holds the ball up high.
So, John, are they more likely to get a home playoff series or not make the playoffs?
You said miss the playoffs.
You think they might miss the playoffs?
Yes, I do, sir.
Okay.
He said that already.
Oh, okay.
He said if they get Kemba and Dwight Howard, or Kemba and another center, then he thinks they could go
Don't. I like the idea of Kemba Walker. I really don't want Dwight Howard around this team.
No, you don't.
Well, it doesn't matter whether you do or whether you don't. I'm just trying to figure out how you can acquire scoring and a legitimate center that can rebound. And do stuff that goes along with it. And he's under contract for next year, and then he's a free agent. So that means after next year, Dwight Howard, Middleton, and Bledsoe are all free agents after next year. And you have Giannis standing with a ton of cap money to go out and get whoever you want after next basketball season. I don't know who the free agent class is in 2020. We'd have to look at that to see, you know, if you can go out and get two stars to come play with Giannis in Milwaukee. Because at that point,
in the same offseason?
You'd have no money. There'd be no money on the books.
Yeah,
that's true.
They literally would have nothing on the books. That's providing Jabari leaves this summer as a restricted free agent. I guess I'm kind of assuming that's going to happen, but he could be here with Giannis, which means then you'd be able to go get one at that point.
If the Bucks don't make the playoffs, though, Sparky, Bucks fans might have a hard time sleeping. Some Brooklyn and sheets might help with that.
I don't want to think about that. Don't even want to think about the missing the playoffs.
Just trying to
Brooke
help, man.
Linen. I know. You're just trying to transition to the sponsor. I get it. Brooklinen.com.
And help people get a good night's sleep.
Boy, oh boy. If I could just get a kid that's healthy, I'd be able to get a better night's sleep in my Brooklinen sheets.
Those things are over, dude. You can kiss that goodbye. Those things are walking germs, man. Yeah.
Those things.
Well, they are.
Thank you.
Yep. You ever been to a daycare?
Thank you.
Have you ever been to a daycare before?
Yeah, no. Why would I go to daycare? I'm not trying to get sick, and I don't have children.
A daycare, and jokers, they all walking around. Their pants are not on right. They're turned to the side. All of them got their pants turned to the side and just snot coming out all their nose. Every last one of them. They're doing something.
What are they doing?
Either they're picking their nose or they're wiping their nose or they're doing something, dude.
See, me as a non-parent, whatever.
Brooke Lennon sheets. Steve almost probably washes sheets almost every night. Just to keep the germs. Your kids sleep with you guys? Just to keep the germs out of your bed.
Currently, I have Jackson because he is sick and wakes up screaming and coughing and gasping for air. So I have to currently. Yeah.
And he's probably, he's wiping his nose on the sheets.
Or the couch or anywhere else, an opportunity to wipe it. Yeah. Yep. Brooklinen.com. I'm not sure if they want to talk about all that, but hey, got your sheets. You love your sheets. So we love our sheets and you will as well. It's time to move on from that bet in a bag set from years ago and get better sheets for a better night's sleep. It really is a no-brainer. Brooklinen is the fastest growing bedding brand in the world because people love their products. Their sheets have over 12,000 five-star reviews. And they were named the winner of the best of online bedding category by Good Housekeeping. This is luxury bedding, underpriced. You have to try these sheets today. I love my Brooklinen sheets. Try these sheets, and I know you'll love them too. Brooklinen.com has an exclusive offer just for the Big Show listeners. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code Sparky at Brooklinen.com. In fact, Brooklinen is so confident that you'll love your new sheets, and they offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all of their sheets and comforters. There's no reason not to give these sheets a try. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code Sparky at Brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code Sparky. Brooklinen, these are the best sheets ever.
Are the Bucks more likely to get a home playoff series or fall out of the playoffs altogether? 414-799-1250. It's the Wendy's Big Show. We'll hear more from you right after this.
Sports Flash right now.
From the Masters East WSSP Sports Update Studio, I'm Mike Clemens. Masters East Waukesha, the largest leisure retailer in Wisconsin, ringing the new year with great deals. Over $1 million of inventory at Masters East Waukesha, online at MastersEase.com. First on the Fan, Packers Mike McCarthy has recalled inside linebackers coach Scott McCurley to have a role with the team after he was fired, along with Dom Capers. Still no word on safeties coach Darren Perry, who interviewed with the Texans earlier this week. The Raiders head coach John Gruden has hired two former Packers coaches, defensive line coach Mike Torgovec. Torgovec spent the last 9 years in Green Bay. He'll join Edgar Bennett, named the Raiders receivers coach. NBA, it's the Bucks heading to Philly to play the 76ers tomorrow night. The tip-off time is at 6:30. Brewers still talking about maybe making talks or a run at Jake Arrieta, Yu Darvish. David Stearns joined the Big Show this week.
You know, some of them have been maybe overly exaggerated in the press, and then there are some things we're working on that haven't been discussed publicly at all. So we'll keep you guys guessing for a little while longer, but we're certainly working on things. And it would, I'll say this, it would not surprise me if we make a substantive move between now and spring training.
Admirals hockey tonight at the Panther Arena. They face off against the Grand Rapids Griffins. Our pregame coverage with Aaron Sims at 6:30. Game time, 7 o'clock here on The Fan. This update brought to you by Coach's Pub and Grill on South 13th Street. How about poor man's lobster, huge shrimp, perch, walleye? It's the Friday night fish fry starting at just $9.95, Coach's Pub and Grill. I'm Mike Clemens, Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Listen live on the WSSP smartphone app at AM 1250 or online, 1057FMTheFan.com.
It's the Wendy's Big Show. I'm Robbie Maklouf, along with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and the former Packer and Badger running back, Gary Ellerson.
I bet you Steve got something to say about that.
Well, we were talking. Sparky's not in here right now.
Well, he needs to hurry and get in here. But this is good. This is right down, because this kind of goes right down his line.
Let me hang on to it until the next segment.
Hang on to it.
Let's get through these Bucks calls here.
Bring
real
that
quick.
Back about your son.
Right now, we're at you.
Jared just got phased like just yesterday.
Do you think the Bucks are more likely to get a home playoff series? That would mean climbing up three games into the four seed, or not making the playoffs at all, which would only take falling one game behind the Sixers and the Detroit Pistons. 414-799-1250 or tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Let's go to Aaron on the east side. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call, and congrats to Gary.
All right, thanks, boy.
Grandson.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're actually, as it stands right now, with how many unknowns there are about this team, I think we're actually more likely to fall out of the playoffs just because, I mean, right now, Miami kind of came out of nowhere, even though Deion Waiters is hurt, so I don't think Miami is sustainable. But, and also, I wanted, about the Kemba Walker, I guess, rumor or whatever, I hope everyone understands how much we would have to give up for Kemba Walker. It wouldn't just be Bledsoe, because Kemba Walker is, a much better shooter, and he plays just as good of defense. I've watched him for, years now, so it would be awesome if we could get Kemba Walker in a Bucks uniform. I think he'd definitely do more than Bledsoe. But unless that happens, and unless Jabari comes back, which he's going to be off the bench more than likely right away, so I don't think the Bucks are more likely to get a home playoff series rather than missing the playoffs altogether.
So you're saying they probably missed the playoffs?
Right,
More than making home. Okay, thank you very much for the call. I figured when we did this topic that's how this was going to kind of play out. Now, in comparison, Kemba Walker, for instance, you're talking about 34% from three, almost 35% from three. He's averaging 21.5 points per game, almost six assists per game, 3.5 rebounds a game, stealing a half per game, only turns it over twice a game, playing 34.5 minutes a night, 7 of 17 from the floor for 42%. Free throws, attempting about 5 free throws a game, 85% free throw shooter. But again, he's 27. This is a guy that if you get him, you're probably going to have to take on another contract, and they're going to try and stick you with Nicholas Batum is my guess, and that's a deal you don't want anywhere to be anywhere close to. So I would definitely pass on that deal. But if it's Dwight Howard, you only get stuck with one more year, so be it. I just don't think they have the contracts to make it work that would intrigue the Hornets. That's my issue, is because if you had an expiring contract at $20 million and then add pieces onto it, then I'd say, okay, maybe they're with it. Maybe you entice them by telling them that, okay, look, we'll give you Malcolm Brogdon, we'll give you Teletovich, who knows where he's at, but he doesn't have much longer left. And then you throw in Henson, obviously, trying to make the money work. And then not only do you give him Brogdon, maybe you give him DJ Wilson, too. Give him, you know, a first-round pick and a rookie of the year.
Not doing anything here anyway.
But see, to me, that's overpaying talent-wise
right.
for what these two guys are. Because Kemba's not going to be here past this year. Dwight, you're going to have for 2 years. And you lose, you know, two young players, one of which we all really like, in Malcolm Brogdon. So I think you might be overpaying a little bit, but like I said before, I think they're going to overpay anyhow. So if I'm going to overpay, I might as well get another score without giving up Jabari Middleton and get a center that can block and rebound shots in Dwight Howard. And we haven't even talked about Dwight Howard's stats this year as far as what his numbers look
like.
He's
having a solid year.
If you look at Dwight Howard this year,
even hit some free throws a couple nights ago.
Correct. Yeah. That was the game against, who was that against?
Oklahoma City.
Washington.
Oh, no, Washington. That's right.
Dwight Howard this year is averaging 15.5 points a game, 12.5 rebounds a game, a block and a half a game, turning it over about three times a game, having about 10 shots per game, 53% from the field, which is the worst of his career, dating back to 2005 was the last time he was worse than that field goal percentage-wise, 53%. Free throws, he's getting the free throw line 7.5 times a game, shooting 53% from the line. So that's where he's at. But again, 15.5 and 12.5, they're not going to run anything for Dwight other than lobs, right?
Right.
It's not like they're going to run set offense for Dwight Howard. They're going to run that lob that Middleton throws up to Henson from time to time. Bledsoe will throw him a couple
so
lobs.
So where are we going here now? You're asking me now what?
I'm not asking you anything. We're just discussing the possibility because he brought it up, the last caller, about if they were to pull a Dwight Howard and Kemba Walker deal.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you want either one of those guys here?
I would take both of them here because I think if you add both of them to this
roster.
Who
would you get rid of?
But again, it's a short-term deal. It's not.
Right. Who would you get rid of? You got to get rid of
something. This is what I – and I'm just – guessing.
Yep.
Teletovic, mm-hmm. Henson, mm-hmm. Brogdon, mm-hmm. and then like a DJ Wilson maybe or something like that.
For those two?
For those two. I think you're overpaying in order to do that. But part of it is you have to match contracts. So Henson has to go. Teletovic has to go. And then you have to give them something else worthy of – it's because you're not paying for Dwight Howard.
Well,
you're paying for Kemba. That's who you're paying for.
Well, if you
– I think.
If you get rid of Teletovic, Brogdon, Henson, and who else?
DJ Wilson.
They can have him.
First round pick. So you would do it.
For those two.
Because you're renting Kemba for the rest of this year. Dwight Howard you have for next year.
But, Steve, that's...
And then you have nobody with Giannis after next
that
year.
That sounds good. Because
it changes the landscape of the East.
Let me just say this. I'm going to say this to say
with
that.
With Jabari?
I'm going to say this to say that. I do that deal, but that's not going to be the deal. To me, the Bucks, if that was on the table, the Bucks would be stupid not to do that deal. Because
broke today that Kemba's on the
you're
block.
You're not
so.
Getting rid of anybody.
There's anybody on the block.
You're not getting rid of anybody.
But Gary, look it up. We looked it up the other night. Look at the what Charlotte gave up for Dwight Howard.
No, I understand what you're saying. I'm just telling you.
They were given a first-round pick
yeah.
with Dwight Howard to take Dwight Howard.
Yeah, you're not giving up anybody for that.
So really, you're trading value-wise.
Yeah.
You've got to trade contracts.
Do it all day.
And then something for Kemba.
All right, so to say this, to say that, I don't want Dwight Howard nowhere close to this team. Straight up. Don't want him. Great deal. I do that deal. You don't want Dwight Howard nowhere near this team. He's my homeboy. You guys know.
Yeah, he's a Georgia guy, right?
Yeah, College Park. He with, what's the name in them?
Josh Smith. Right.
Cam Newton. Oh, yeah. All them jokers all played together, all grew up together. Uh-uh. Nope.
You just put those three personalities together.
They all grew up together,
me, right? Yeah.
Nothing. No, don't do not want Dwight Howard in this locker room with these guys. I'd rather not make the playoffs than to bring Dwight Howard in here.
Because really, what you put yourself in a situation is you're saying, okay, we're going to run with this squad the rest of the year. If at the end of the year we realize Dwight Howard's a problem, he's an expiring contract next year. That makes him valuable on the trade market this summer if you decide he's not going to fit with what you have in the locker room. And then literally after next year, Bledsoe would be up, Middleton would be up, and Howard would be up. You'd free up all kinds of money. Unless you keep Jabari in restricted free agency, well, you have Giannis.
Like I say, I'd rather not make the playoffs than have him. Just go. Well,
let's get in one more call. It'll be P on the north side. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, P?
Yo, what up? I believe in that 4 seed, man. I think we can get it. Like Sparky was talking about not too long ago, that 9 out of 13. You know, I think we can make that happen. And I tend to agree with Gary a lot of times when he goes on these you people diatribes, because I'm not a part of the you people. You know, the people that feel like McCarthy should be fired, benching Aaron Rodgers, the people that feel like Jason Kidd should be fired. I don't understand what people are looking at. You know, I mean, Jason Kidd has yet to have his core Bucs players play throughout a whole season. And, you know, I'm a believer in that the Bucs should just keep their core. Brogdon, Giannis, Bledsoe, Maker, Middleton. And what the Bucs need to do is they need to find somebody that is tough, because the Bucs don't have too many jerks on their team, and they need a couple jerks, a couple big jerks. And they need somebody that's tough, that's going to hold the Bucs accountable, that's going to play D, and really just say, you know what, the coach is coaching us, we got to get out there and make it happen, man. You know, they need somebody like a big, kind of like a Clint Capella, or and I'm not saying make this trade, but that player is out there. He's probably buried on somebody's bench looking for an opportunity. And the Bucks they need scouting department need to find him and get him on over here. Because I believe the core has the ability to get to the Eastern Conference Finals without a Kemba Walker or Dwight Howard or any DJ, any of these other cats, man. I think the Bucks got what it takes. I just, you know, I don't know what these people see, man.
Look, you got 420-point scores. If you've got 420-point scores, it's going to be tough to beat this Bucks team, even if you don't have a good defense. I really firmly believe that, and that's why I still believe. Yeah.
Who they got?
Once Jabari's back.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm relying on. Everybody tells me I'm overplaying Jabari, but.
Well, we don't know.
We don't.
We don't know.
If he could score 20 tonight like he showed last year, to go with Middleton, Bledsoe, and Giannis, for instance.
How many is Bledsoe scoring tonight?
He's right around 20 with the Bucks, I think. If you look at Bledsoe the other night, he had an off night for the first time in a while. He was like 3 of 13 or something. If Jabari plays in that game, Bucks win that game by 10.
Yeah, oh yeah.
They win by 10.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Because Jabari's still going to get his. Yeah. But the problem is that when those three guys aren't on right now, unless Brogdon's going, and he has been lately, you don't have another score. So adding Jabari back into this mix, 420-point scores, and then if Brogdon stays, another guy that's a wild card that could get you some points, why can't you average 110 tonight and win in this league? Again, 110's a big number. I realize that's a big number to shoot for, but I think that's a number that you can do and win, despite how bad your defense is. And again, I don't think their defense is getting any better. I have no faith in the scheme. I have no faith in Sweeney running the scheme, but I'm also not an idiot to believe that he's going anywhere. So if that's the case, then you have to go with what you know, and
you
that
just
is
have to outscore people.
We got to outscore. Yeah. See the Packers.
So right. I was just going to make that same analogy.
So that's what it is. So that's why you go back to this Kemba Dwight Howard thing. And again, I this is pipe dreaming here, but if you added Kemba 21 points with Jabari off the bench to go with Bledsoe, Middleton, and Giannis in the starting unit, and Dwight Howard, it's going to be tough for anybody in the East to beat this team. Anybody. Cleveland, Boston, pick. It would be tough to beat this team with all that scoring. It would be awfully, awfully difficult. But it's a short-term deal. So if you make the deal, and then somebody gets hurt or two guys get hurt, and it goes down the tubes, well, it is what it is then, and there's nothing you can do about it. But that would definitely be going for it for now. It's not going for it for 5 years from now. It's going for it for now. Speaking about going for it for now, if you're looking for a new gig in sales, or you're thinking about doing sales, you've never done it before, I got a place for you. How about a company that has been listed on Inc. magazine as one of America's fastest growing companies 7 out of 8 years? Well, you're in luck. Young Express, the company that we talk about so much, is growing. They're expanding and completely remodeling their sales department. So, if you have what's required, and there's a bunch of stuff, but here's some of them. It's nothing too difficult. High degree of integrity. Energetic, friendly personality. Reliable transportation. High school diploma or equivalent. Excellent written, oral, and face-to-face communication skills are essential. When you can expect 40-hour work week, generous mileage reimbursement, expense account, health insurance, 401k, cell phone, tablet, and all sales promotional materials are provided to you by Young Express, and a fun and exciting environment and a chance to grow. That's the key thing. Anytime you're going new, you want to see where can I grow to? Am I going into a position where I'm capped and I can't move? Or am I going to a position where I can grow throughout the company? and you can at Young Express. Apply today at youngexpress.com. That's J-U-N-G express.com. J-U-N-G express.com. Young Express, success drives them.
I had an observation about something that we talked about in the first segment of the show, and Gary seems convinced that I missed something in my observation, and we'll explain next right here on the Wendy's Big Show. I'm Rami Makhlouf, along with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, right, and the former Packer and Badger running back and newly crowned grandfather, Gary Ellerson. And in the first segment of the show, I asked Gary if he had, you know, if there was any change when he woke up this morning and the way he feels about the way he looks at the world, et cetera, now that he's a grandfather, the same way that there is when I hear that there is when you become a father for the first time or a parent for the first time. And Gary said, no, nothing like that, because when you become a dad for the first time, like, it's real.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You realize, you wake up the next morning and you realize, like, this is real, and it changes you. And I thought about that after Gary said it, and I don't have any children. Don't have any children on the horizon anytime soon. I want to make that very clear. But I remember when my nephew was born. He's almost 13 now.
Yeah.
That was my brother's first kid, and I didn't notice any change in him. And
oh, yeah, it changes.
But I didn't see anything. Wouldn't I have noticed something? Because I was looking for it.
He's hiding it from me.
He's hiding it?
Yeah.
So there's no doubt that there was a change.
Oh, yeah.
That something happened to my brother. Because he seemed unfazed to me. He seemed unchanged and unfazed to me when my nephew was born, his first son. Is it?
Well, Steve is probably more equipped to handle it.
It's a fresher feeling for Sparky.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I got criticized because I didn't cry. So,
yeah, I think Jared may have teared up a little bit, but he there wasn't no.
Yeah, but it was a different situation.
Yeah, there wasn't.
He was there though when the baby came out.
Yeah,
I wasn't.
Oh,
I was in the room.
Yeah, that's right.
It was
surgery. Yeah,
she was knocked out.
The emotional.
I was sitting in the room with both of our moms waiting, and then they came back with her cell phone. They took pictures of the baby after they took Jackson out to show me what my baby looked like.
Yeah.
I mean, I teared up when my mom saw me holding the baby, and then she started crying. Then I teared up a little bit. But, yeah, so as far as it being different or whatever and changing.
Did you feel different immediately afterwards? Did you look at the world differently?
Well, not immediately afterwards. But, I mean, look at this show. I mean, Gary will tell you. My views on this show have changed, I'm sure, over the last course of the last couple of years or so when it comes to kids and so for you, I was just going off what I thought I would say in that moment in time. So I think it definitely does change your mindset to a certain point. Now, as a grandpa, I don't think it changes his mindset. He's already pretty much stuck in the way that he's going to be going forward, regardless of, you know, his grandson or not. Now, Jared's in for it. I mean, Jared's going to have a lot to go through because now he's going to have both sets of parents telling him how to raise his kid, and he's going to have to pick choose, you know, which way to go on it.
Who going to tell him how to raise his kid?
You said both sets of parents.
Both sets of parents.
You don't have that?
That includes you.
Yes. That's what I said. Jared is not going to have it as well.
I ain't trying to do that, dog.
This is what happened.
You're not going to be that dude?
I'll tell you right now.
Just bring me the baby, man. I'll figure it out.
Right. Not that, but Gary.
I won't raise him. I want to raise him. You raise him when you go to your house. You do what you need to do. You drop him at my house. I got him.
Right. But my point on it is not like they're forceful or whatever, but it's okay. Something happens. Well, what do you want to do, huh? Well, call your mom, I'll call my mom, let's see what they think. And then you go to them for advice of, you know, what they would do in that situation or else, and then you make your choice of which way you're going to go.
Yeah.
I'm assuming Jared is going to be doing that a lot with you and your wife of going, hey, Dad, this is going on. What do you think?
No, he didn't talk to me.
He will now.
No. No, that Jared won't talk to me.
What do you mean he doesn't talk? He doesn't come to you for advice?
No.
What do you mean?
All right, well, I mean, you're right. Yes, he does. I mean, he does. I mean, he does, but.
Dude, this is brand new.
Yeah, he does. Let me give you the moment with JJ. It may have happened
to
you, Steve.
You told me about this.
No. This just happened the other day.
Oh. I thought it
was
a
So the baby's cool.
Match.
You know, we got a baby. You know, he's in the baby love. I mean, he's there. Did that joker say, Dad, do you know how much daycare costs?
Yeah.
I go, no, how much? It's about $1,400 a month. I said, yeah, it's a mortgage payment, ain't it? But you can just see now, you know.
It's all washing over him. It's all becoming
that's
real.
What you miss with your brother, unless your brother got a lot of money. I mean,
no,
I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
No.
But you like be bout gaga goo goo baby, but you like forget, like, okay, there may be some costs incurred because, you know, because
yeah.
his next step is now, they both work, next step is daycare.
That's full day.
Sparky cried when he saw the picture, Jackson. I cried when I got the bill.
Right.
Yeah. Right?
From the hospital?
But I knew what the bill was going to be beforehand, so I wasn't worried about that.
No, he didn't know. I think he was like, whoa. That's,
But daycare, you got to shop daycare. You can't.
That's what he's doing. Yeah, that's exactly what he's doing. All but you can't necessarily shop daycare. I mean, you gotta, it's got to be good. It's got to be right. You know what I mean? You can't always go with the lowest price. You got to make sure people ain't trying to be weird with your baby.
All right, two quick things from good old KS for Gary Ellerson before they hit the break. Can you answer these two questions real quickly?
Okay.
He says two things from yesterday's show. One, Britney or Christina?
Christina who?
Aguilera.
Christina Aguilera.
That was a debate on yesterday's show because Britney was a Throwback Thursday artist.
You could say neither.
Well, no, you got to pick one. I mean, I don't want to do that. I mean, you know, although I'm married, you know, all that.
Well, but, right. Yeah, man.
Right. I mean,
we're all in a happy relationship.
Right.
Yeah.
She must be home.
We all answered the question
yesterday. She must be home and listening.
No, no, my wife don't listen to me.
Okay.
I like Britney because she may like to do some crazy stuff.
Okay. No. I think they both might be down for some crazy stuff, but okay.
Aguilera?
That's your answer. Yes.
No.
All right. Watch the dirty video.
Give me Britney from like 10 years ago, Britney.
Okay.
She was doing all that crazy stuff.
Two, the second thing KS has for you, thoughts on people that make an X on their chest with their deodorant?
An X on their chest?
Yeah, I do that. We found out yesterday.
What do you mean?
Like, I go under the arm.
Exactly what he said.
And then I go up across the chest, and then I go under the other arm.
You take the whole deodorant and rub it? Across your chest?
Just one swipe.
As an X.
You rub it.
Just one swipe. So I'll get the whole armpit, and then on the last stroke of the armpit, when I get to
He's
the bottom,
again. Yeah.
I bring it up across the chest to
you
the other
it.
Side, and then I do the other armpit.
You rub, you rub deodorant on your chest.
Just one swipe.
Funny that you mentioned that about your chest today.
No, man. If you say you do this, Leroy and I are leaving.
No. Funny that you mentioned that. Funny that you mentioned that.
Yeah.
Yesterday I had to go for an EKG.
Yeah.
And
everything all right, man?
Well, I got to get a knee surgery.
It's common for grandpas with their first kids.
It's what do you call that? Pre-op. Pre-op.
Yeah.
So I do the pre-op for my knee surgery. You know, I'm very hairy, right? And so the gal, because the EKG wouldn't take. So I have two, she had to shave me.
So you have two bald patches on your chest?
I got two bald patches right here, Rum Dog.
Get out of here.
So this morning.
No, man.
Why is he taking his shirt off?
He burnt down the whole forest, man.
I can see out of the camera. You don't got to come
clean.
But he left it on his shoulders.
You got to shave it all off, dude.
How about that?
Gary, you can't leave that all the rest of that on. You got packs, not boots. Packs.
Why is Ellerson naked in the studio?
Because he got his chest shaved, man.
He looks like he was wearing a sweater and then it started to unravel from the bottom and
you saw 40-year-old virgin, man. You saw 40-year-old virgin. There's a black version right there.
You took a picture, didn't you?
Why did you stop shaving where you stopped shaving? Why did you stop where you stopped? It looks so weird.
I just tried it out this morning because I woke up this morning and had an EKG from you. I had them two holes right there. I go,
you know what? Tweet that out.
I go, you know what? I think I should probably shave it. You know what I mean?
Nice, got a clean chest.
I just want to try it out, Robin.
Yeah.
Clean chest and a hairy back.
So now I got
and a hairy stomach.
And shoulders.
And shoulders.
And the shoulders. It's just a swath.
Everywhere.
It's just a swath from like the collarbone down to his belly button that's clear.
He looked like a jack-o'-lantern on his chest.
It looks it looks like a pickup truck drove across his chest.
I will tell you something.
Oh, I don't even know what just happened.
Dude, in all seriousness, though, man.
Wow.
In all seriousness, dude, you're in damn good shape, man.
Hey, man, you know I had all that hair on me. I had that hair covered all that up.
You didn't know you had pecs?
No, I didn't know I had them.
You're gonna shave it from now on, then, aren't you?
I'm shaving now, yeah. I think I'm going this way. I'm gonna finish it off tonight.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, man, I need a break.
Do we have an intern here that can finish shaving him?
It's the Wendy's Big
Take
Show.
Take off his shirt. Take a picture next to him.
Completely off the rails. Shirts are
fully
off.
Fully haired, partially haired.
Oh, my God.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.